Yeah, Nathan's out. He's probably we had 2 weeks to try and get ourselves back on board after the UCD game. Unfortunately, he hasn't made it, and you know, will be a doubt obviously for the game next week as well. But yeah, so be it. That's the nature of it. Whether we'd like to have him, we've other people we can put in there. We just hope that they can do as well, if not better, to put it that way.
Yeah. What was it like during that 2 week period? You had a break, no game last Friday. Is it something do you feel is going to benefit the squad, Ollie?
The timing of it, maybe not. We were struggling big time in if you like the end of May, start of June, and probably could have done with a few games off the year, if you like. But you know, you can't pick and choose when your games are on. I go back to what I said, is that the reason we didn't have a game last weekend was the fact that teams were in Europe. But you know, before the fixtures are ever penciled in, everybody knows who's in Europe. Now, yeah, I know there was a change between Waterford and Pats, but that didn't affect it. I mean, you know, we had no game that weekend. It was brought forward into a clustered area early in the season, and we ended up then with no game last weekend, which, while it does refresh you, you know, it doesn't really alleviate the jam that you had earlier on the season. Yeah.
Well, during that period, it's gone advantage UCD. They picked up points needed to move ahead of you. You've been watching how things have been panning out closely, Ollie.
Yeah.
Is there a bit more pressure on you guys now?
No question, there's always pressure on us. We're always fighting, you know, be it at the bottom of the first division or, you know, thankfully a couple of years at the top of the first division and also at the bottom of the Premier Division, put it that way to you. It doesn't surprise me, you know, we probably took a lot of criticism for losing in Belfield. You know, we had chances to win and equalise in that game. We didn't take it, but GCD are very, very fresh and have new bodies in and had the month off in June, and I mean the full month off, where they're hungry, they're eager, they've legs about them, and you know, they got a brilliant result in the Brendyville. Don't mind the result that followed up on Monday. So it doesn't surprise me. You know, it was, and I think they will continue to pick up points. So like, we know that we have to pick up points sooner or later, or else we'll have left it too late, Oisin.
How do you go about then separating it, Ollie, that you're keeping an eye on your closest rivals and the battle at the bottom of the table, but you also have to focus on your own game as well?
Well, we always focus on our own game, Oisin. Yeah. Of course, you know, you look for the UCD results. It's only natural. You know, we've only concentrated in the last 2 weeks in Waterford. We watched them in the Shorgones and Sligo last Saturday. And really, that's all our sole focus is. And that will continue to be until the game is over tomorrow night. Like, but we have to pick up points and accumulate enough to try and catch UCD for the playoff spot. If we don't, we don't deserve to stay in the Premier Division, regardless of you know, results not going our way, both what we play in and in other games that we've no control on. Like, we're going into the RC tomorrow, where we got beaten 4-0 down here back in April, and albeit that we had a sending off early in the game. And at home, Waterford are excellent. You know, they probably don't travel as well as we luckily found out when we turned them over in Ballybofey, but we're going down to Waterford, which is a much more difficult ask, and they're a proper, proper team. And, you know, I'd say they feel that they've underachieved on the basis that they're in the bottom half of the table.